Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow 16:31, Johannesburg 15 after 28, and Polokwane 17:29.
In the traffic, highways generally not good across the entirety of Gauteng, but the worst of it at the moment, there's a crash on the Mike 1 northbound just before the Bakloemont interchange. It is backed up solidly all the way back through Melrose Arch area.
In your sport headlines, Aryna Sabalenka on course to make it 3 in a row at the Australian Open, and SA Rugby sign a new 4-year sponsorship deal with Coca-Cola.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed the expropriation bill into law, setting out how organs of state may expropriate land in the public interest or varied reasons. Now, according to the presidency, the law does dictate that an expropriating authority may not expropriate property arbitrarily, but only for or for the purpose other than a public purpose or in the public interest. So, according to the Act, authorities must negotiate with property owners and use mediation or courts to resolve disputes. Here's the presidency's spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya.
In terms of this law, an expropriating authority may not expropriate property arbitrarily or for a purpose other than a public purpose or in the public interest.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Mineral Resources, Gwede Mantashe, says the South African economy lost an estimated 60 billion rand to illegal mining last year. He shared these remarks at the release of the 2024 Mine Health and Safety Statistics, saying illegal mining is a criminal activity and a war on the economy.
It is criminals attacking the economy. Precious metals illicit trade is estimated in 2024 to about 60 billion. That 60 billion is a leakage on the value of the economy of the country. It's a serious criminal activity.
And while the focus has been on the Stilfontein mine saga, Northwest Police say crimes related to illegal mining continue to plague communities. 4 people have been arrested for the murder of 3 men between the ages of 28 and 35, whose bodies were recovered from the Schoonspruit River near Orkney. Acting Northwest Police Commissioner Patrick Asaneng condemned the incident.
We have established that both the victims and the suspects are from Lesotho. Both of them belong to rival groups, but also, apart from being involved in illegal mining, they were fighting for the Lesotho folk type of music called Famo. So in this fight, that's when these people were killed.
Moving abroad, banking and oil executives will quiz Donald Trump at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The U.S. president makes a much-anticipated online appearance to the gathering of global elites in just a few minutes. Trump's name has come up in almost every conversation in the Swiss Alpine village this week. We'll keep you posted on what he says here on Jacaranda FM. I'm Madeline Frischier. More news at 6.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
I am unwritten, can't read my mind, I'm undefined.